Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, continuing where the Mishnah talks about the Kinyanei HaTorah. What things do you need to be Koine Torah? So we talked about, there's 48 things. Yesterday we started it. Talmud, Shmias HaOizen, Arichas Sfasayim is speaking it out. Binas HaLev is giving a certain level of paying attention. You know, you got to pay attention to what you learn. Bina salev. And bina also means lahavin davar mitoich davar, which means to go in when you're told certain information to think about how does it apply to something else. So whenever you, for example, right, we're learning now a sugya in Sanhedrin. We're learning about what happens if you have somebody in front of a dam of water. So he's lying down and there's a dam of water and you pick up the dam of water and the water rushes down and swallows him up. So are you chayiv? You're not chayiv. Okay. So you learn the Gemara. You're chayiv. You're not chayiv. Okay. Reb Chaim Oizer, Grudzinski, the goyin of the generation before the war, he was the Gadol Hador. He was the clearly the bottom line, the Gadol Hador. And he says, from that Gemara, you could learn about if you can make electricity on Shabbos. Because is it like you're doing it, you're letting the current through by picking it up, you're letting the current come through. Is that considered you're doing it? Is it not considered you're doing it? Is it your action? Is it not your action? Right? So that's lahavin davar mitoich davar. You have to always take it to the next step. So someone one time asked the Chasam Sofer, said, Chasam Sofer, you write in your tshuva svarim, unbelievable, that someone asks you a shayla, and you have gemaras and gemaras that all talk about this question. It's unbelievable. Every time someone mentions a question, now you think about all the gemaras of Shas. So he says, no, it's the opposite. When I learn every gemara in Shas, I think about all the possible questions that this gemara could help answer. So I've already thought about this question. This is not new, right? So in other words, it's thinking, oh, what does this mean in this context? What does it mean in that context? Okay. The next thing he says, be'ema b'yira. A person has to, when they learn, treat it with a certain amount of kavod and dignity and even fear and awe. Ema and yira. So I'm going to read you what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says about this because this is really unbelievable. Okay. He says the following. Why do you have to treat Torah with such ema and yira, such awe and fear and honor? So he says the following. A person should really be afraid every time they start learning. If he thinks to himself for a moment, even the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Anyum Kippur, Machmash only Anyum Kippur. Machmash Shamaisa Ikra Shasa Shchina. Why was it there was such a holy place? Imagine you were the Kohen Gadol Anyum Kippur. This is the one time a year you could go into the most holiest place in the whole world. Right? So imagine the fear that the Kohen Gadol had and the awe that he would have for the Kodesh Kodashim when he walked in. He would be blown away. Right? So he says, the Gemara teaches us in Brachas, Im Kain, Ata, nowadays, Shebesoich Dalad Amois Shehalacha, Amru Chazal Sheshama Shechina Shoyra. There is no more Kodesh HaKadoshim. So where is the Kodesh HaKadoshim nowadays? Where is it? It's under the mosque over there, Chas V'Shalom. Where is it? No. It's in the Dalad Amos Shehalacha. The Shechina, the rests whenever there are people learning. So if that's the case, every time you open a Gemara or open a Chumash to start learning, you're walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're walking into the place of the Shechina. Bevada yomoy biyira, v'lo yasiach daitei chas v'shalom dvarim b'teilim. If a person would have that in mind, how much more serious would their attitude be when they would sit down to learn? They would have a whole different level of an attitude. They would go, wow, this is serious, right? This is where the Shechina is. This is where Hashem is. So this is what it means that there's Ema and Yira. When your person learns, they have to understand that they're approaching the Shechina. That's really what Torah does. As a matter of fact, right, what was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that made the Kodesh HaKadoshim so special? The Luchos. What was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that made it special was the Torah itself. So now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we still have the Torah. So the Torah creates that level of Kedusha. So whenever someone's learning, you know, and the Mishnah Pirkei Avos said before, even one person sitting by himself, even if he's not in a Beis HaMikdash, person learns, they are there with the Shechina, and that is Mechayiv, a certain level of Eima, Yira, a certain awe. Okay. Ba'anava, Kemayim Rechazal. The next one is Anava. You have to be a humble person in order to grow in Torah, like you see from the Gedolim, right? Ramosha Feinstein, Ramshal Zaman Arbach, these people, their Anava was unbelievable. Why is Anava so important? And by the way, we paskin like Beis Hillel when there's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Why do we paskin like Beis Hillel more than Beis Shammai? Is it because Beis Hillel was a greater Talmud Chacham than Beis Shammai? Is it because they knew how to learn better? No, the Gemara actually says that Beis Shammai mechadad itfei. Beis Shammai, in a way, was sharper than Beis Hillel. If anything, Beis Hillel was less sharp than Beis Shammai. So why do we say, why does the halacha like Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel was an anav. Shenoichin va'aluv, I mean, they didn't stand up for their kavod. They didn't, you know, they just were there to teach and learn. They didn't care about their own kavod. They had their anav. So the anava, the humility of a person, is also a key factor in order to get the siyata d'shmaya, the help from Shemaim, in their learning. Okay? I'll say a geschmack story. It doesn't look so good for me, but, you know, sometimes the anava, a person has to be careful not to be too much of an anav. Because if a person becomes too much of an anav, they become a balgaivan that they're such an anav. they become so haughty because now they're such an anav. So I remember one time, I had in yeshiva in Passaic, so there was a time of the week, Friday afternoons, most bachrim, there was nobody that was really learning. And I had a seder then to learn. So I asked the Rosh Yeshiva if I should learn in the Beis Medrash, because, you know, I would be basically the only one there. Or should I learn in a side room, so no one sees me? Because I don't have to stand out that I'm the only one learning in the Beis Medrash. So he said, if you learn in the Beis Medrash, maybe you're going to become a balgaiva, you know, hardy. Maybe you're going to become a balgaiva about your learning. But if you learn in the side room, you're going to become a balgaiva about your learning and your anava. The whole time, you're not just going to say, oh, I'm learning. You say, oh, I'm learning, and no one knows that I'm learning. Oh, even more gaiva. So he says, it's better you just learn in the Beis Medrash and be normal. And don't... but that's the thing. So sometimes the anava can get at it, can be worse. But the anava itself, where a person is, the humility is very important. Mida. Next, simcha. So it's very, very important here. And Chaim Volozhiner says one sentence with two very important concepts on the Indian of simcha. Why is simcha, enjoying and loving the learning, why is that important for the learning itself? So he says like this, ki haloymed b'simcha, someone who learns when they out of enjoyment, b'sha'a achas, in 1 hour, yumud yoyser harbe, he can learn a lot more, b'kama mimashi yumud b'kama sho'is ba'atzvus. He can learn a lot more than what he can learn in many hours in a situation of depression. The simcha will open up his heart and mind that he'll be able to learn in a short period of time more than he'll be able to learn in many hours if he's not in a good mood. Because the simcha opens your mind, opens your brain, opens your heart. You're able to coil it. And your mind is enjoying it. You're motivated. You're not forcing yourself. You're motivated. It's enjoyable. You have a simcha. Since you have a simcha, you'll be able to accomplish more. That's the first reason why simcha in learning is very important. Okay? But then he says, so what should motivate you to have simcha? What about it is going to give you simcha? So if you're very good in learning and you enjoy it, so you understand things, and so it could be enjoyable. But sometimes it's not so easy, and maybe it takes a while to break through until it's enjoyable at the end. But then he says like this. He says, "Gam ki haTorah hi shashurim shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The Torah is what Hashem uses to keep himself, to enjoy his own time. You know, the shashuim, the toy, kaviyachol, the entertainment, the pleasure of Hashem comes from Torah. Tzarech sheyismach b'davar gadol kazeh, and you have the opportunity to share in that with him. That itself should give you a simcha. So knowing that this is, you know, when you sit down to learn a pasuk in Chumash with Rashi, and then you learn the Rashi, and then you learn the Ramban, and you learn another pasuk, and then you learn the Mishnah Berurah, and then you learn the Chafetz Chaim, and then you learn a piece of Mishnah or Gemara, you realize what you're doing is you're sharing in the enjoyment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that itself should give a person satisfaction, and that itself should give a person hana and simcha. So therefore, number one, the simcha is important because that way a person will learn better. Number two, the simcha is important because he'll be able to learn better and maintain the retain the information. Number two is because the simcha is the attitude that you have towards the learning. The simcha is, wow, this is incredible. This is the stuff that, and this is what Hashem himself enjoys in this world. And you know, and then you know, a person's more motivated to do it, more motivated to keep doing it. Okay, let's finish off two more concepts. B'tahara, a person has b'tar, b'shimush chachamim, b'tiktuk chaverim, b'pilpul ha'talmidim. So three areas that a person should company he should have when he's learning. Shimush chachamim, he should have a Rebbe, and that just accept from the Rebbe. Then it says, diktuk chaverim, have friends. But it says diktuk, because when the friend tells you, not everything that your friend tells you is true. So your Rebbe, just accept it. Your friend, don't necessarily accept it. How are you going to grow from your friend if you're a diktuk chaver? This Reb Chaim V'Lajon says, you have to be medactic in what your friend says. The stuff that makes sense, accept the stuff that doesn't make sense or that you argue with or that you fight with. And that way, you have a filter and you're medactic in your friend, and that will help you grow. And then pilpul talmidim is that your students don't necessarily offer that much, but what does the student offer you is that they ask you a good question. And your child or your son or your, whoever it is that you're learning with, maybe you're learning with your son, you're learning with the chavrusa, and either they're your chaver, and they're going to ask you, they're going to tell you something, and you have to think about how to accept it. You have to accept it because that's one of the midos here. You have to be willing to accept from other people. And even your talmidim that you're teaching to, you have to answer the questions they ask you. And by doing that, now you have a better understanding of the topic. So therefore, there's a concept of pilpul chaver and pilpul talmidim. The fact that the talmidim ask will be, will bring more and more questions, okay? So tomorrow we'll try to get through, you know, the rest of the 48, or at least most of them tomorrow, and then next week we'll, you know, pick up the, you know, after that. Okay?
Thank you. Thank Happy you, birthday. Bro. Happy birthday, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Rabbi.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Happy